Blog Talk Radio. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you tonight. The victory is mine. Get down, boy. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, gotta get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Pamela, for leading us in that quick praise song. Amen. Tonight, we would like to call your attention very briefly to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. We want to look at verse 23. St. Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 23. Amen. And we would like to welcome you here to our Thursday night, family night service here at Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries. Amen. Where we believe ministry starts at home. Amen. And we say it every Thursday night. Amen. We don't take it back. Before we take it back, we add more to it. Amen. We are thriving to be great at home first. Amen. Striving to be a great father. Striving to be a great mother. Amen. In turn, we're striving to our children to be great. Amen. Amen. So we oftentimes, and we say it pretty much every week, oftentimes we are great in the church. Amen. Great on our jobs. Great in the community, which those are good. Amen. But there's just a lot of times there's a shortage at home. Amen. So we here like to encourage all the people of God, amen, to be great, really to those that matter most, and that's to those that are at home, amen, your spouse, your children, amen. So we're so grateful. Thank you so much for being a part on tonight. Let's go. St. Luke, the 9th chapter. I'm not going to be before you, which is always, I guess that could be my plan, not to be before you long, but amen. I want to give you what the Lord, what the Holy Ghost has laid on my heart to give to you on tonight. Amen. God bless you, Sister Pamela King. Amen. Scroll all the way down, yeah, that way so I can see Sister Kenya. Amen. Sister Yolanda Johnson, all right. Amen. Sister Johnson, glad to see you on tonight. Evangelist Stanton, amen. Sister Kenya, I don't know if I named you, amen. So glad, amen. All right, let's see who else, amen. Any others? All right, y'all go ahead on and like and share or whatever that stuff is. I see a lot of hearts, amen. Let folks know that we're already on, amen. Got a good challenging, to me it was challenging. It was challenging for me, to me, and I believe it'll be somewhat challenging to you that are tuning in tonight. Amen. I want to challenge us. Sometimes we go to church and we, in a lot of cases, we're never challenged. We go in feeling good about ourselves and we leave feeling good about ourselves. Amen. But sometimes you go to church, you ought to be challenged. You ought to leave not feeling so good about yourself. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, amen, the preacher ought to preach something that will strike a nerve. Yes, sir. That'll strike a nerve, that'll get your attention to make you want to do better. Sometimes the preacher ought to say something that will challenge you to live a better life, to live a life that reflects the image of Christ, that when you're dealing with people that won't read the Bible, they can look at you and see that there is something different about you. They can look at you and tell that, hey, you know, you don't carry yourself like everybody else. You don't look like everybody else. You don't walk like everybody else. You don't talk like everybody else. Amen. A lot of us, we're good, amen, as long as we're in church. But I want to challenge you on the night that even when you're not in church, to live the lifestyle, live for Christ, live like Christ, amen, live like Christ. Whether you're on your job, God bless you, Sister Oglesby, I see you, amen. Whether you're in the school system, If you in your neighborhood, Walmart, if you at Waffle House, amen. Even if you in the White House, I challenge you on tonight. This is what we're going to be talking about. Living for Christ, amen, and letting people see before you can, amen. It's good to tell your testimony, amen. I'm not against that. But let's live. Let's be a, I forgot what quartet group. I don't know if that was the Mighty Clouds of Joy that wrote a song and said, I am a living testimony. Amen. That might have been Willie Neal Johnson. Amen. I don't know which. I know it wasn't Harvey Watkins in the Kansas Spirituals, but that was an old song. I am a living testimony. Could have been dead and gone, but the Lord helped me live on. I am a living testimony, and I thank the Lord that I am still alive. Amen. I just wanted, amen, I might get through a little sooner than, amen, than usual, but I just want to challenge you to be a living testimony. Amen. And if you don't open up your, well, let's put it this way. Let your lifestyle be so where someone approaches you about what's that about you. And when they approach you, then you open up your mouth. Amen. We're living in a time now where we got a lot of folks talking it, but they're not walking it. Amen. They talking a good game. They talking like they love God. They talking like they love Jesus and that Jesus is the head of their lives. Amen. Any folks from the old church, that's what they used to say, thank God for, amen, giving unto God. Amen. And the pastor and everybody, thank God for being the head of my life. Amen. That's the way that they used to testify, giving honor to God. Amen. So we want to honor God, not just with our mouths. Amen. I see you, Sister Martin. God bless you tonight. Amen. We want to honor God, not just with our mouths, but with our lives. So let's take a look. Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 23. Amen. Luke 9 and 23. Amen. St. Luke, the gospel according to that physician, St. Luke, amen. Luke, the physician, the 9th chapter, verse 23. Amen. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, come on, Jesus, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Somebody shout daily. And follow, thank you, Brother Ice Pit. Amen. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Amen. Look at a neighbor if you got one. If not, just tell yourself. But if you got a neighbor, say, neighbor, tonight's topic is follow the leader. Amen. And look at somebody that got a neighbor. If you got somebody, just tell them, say, follow the leader. Follow the leader. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about your pastor. Amen. I'm not talking about your presiding bishop. I'm not talking about the district missionary. I'm not talking about the jurisdictional supervisor. I'm talking about Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about Jesus, he whom, amen, died for our sins. Amen. I'm talking about Jesus tonight. And I am a pastor, been pastoring, amen, here for right at 12 years in the Lawrenceville, in the city of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. But above me, way above me, I'm talking about Jesus. And this is what we want to key in on tonight. Follow the leader. Amen. And the truth of the matter, some folk, amen, I just got to tell you because I know what I'm talking about. Some folk will follow the pastor, amen, more than they will follow Jesus. Lord, I just got to tell y'all the way it is. Amen. Some folk will follow the deacon, amen, will follow the jurisdictional bishop, amen, the presiding prelate, amen, all these titles we got, man, they the archbishop, amen. We got the most reverend. We got the very reverend. We got his grace. Lord, I don't care for none of that stuff personally, amen, amen. But that's just what they do nowadays. But we got folks sitting in the pew, sitting in the church, sitting in the pulpit that will obey, Lord help me tonight, the pastor or the leader of the church more than they will obey God. Amen. I got a problem with it. Amen. There's something wrong with that. Amen. The truth of the matter is, if you obey God, then you're going to automatically do, amen, as long as your pastor or whoever is over you, amen. And I'm using that kind of lightning tonight, over you, amen, spiritually, amen. Whoever you are submitting to be your leader, amen. As long as they follow Christ, amen, then you shouldn't have no problem following them. But a lot of times we got niggas, Lord help me tonight, excuse me, but pardon my friend, that you know ain't following Christ. You know ain't doing, amen. You know they going to the hotel, amen, they get motel, trying to find a home that won't tell. Y'all ain't praying under me tonight. Amen. You know they bootlegging. You know they stealing. You know they stealing the money. Lord help me. They're giving you the same prophecy. Some of y'all, Nick, Lord help me tonight. Some of y'all getting the same prophecy that you've been given for the last 5 years. And amen. And you still put money. Lord help me tonight. Let me say a prayer. Let me get on through this. Lord, let's pray for me back to the stand. I ain't got but a few verses tonight. Pray for me while I'm here. Father, in Jesus' name, as I come before you, as we come before you, we ask that you send your anointing that makes teaching tonight, that makes teaching and preaching, if you so fit, that makes it easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, Elder Bluett. Amen. We see you here. Amen. So we want to talk tonight. Sister Pamela, come over and turn down number 2. That's the one that your baby brother's messing with. We don't want no feedback. The second one, turn that all the way down. There you go. So we got to worry about his mic. All right. So y'all pray with me. Amen. On tonight. So we want to talk from the subject, follow the leader. So often we find that people are quick to want to lead. Amen. Let me say that again. We find now, as it has been, amen, that folks are quick to want to be the leader. They're quick to want to lead, want to be the first one in line, want to be the first one to do this, that, and the other, want folks to watch them. Amen. So we see that often we find that people are quick to want to lead. But the question I have for everyone tonight is, can you follow the leader? Amen. I know you can lead, but I want to know, can you follow the leader? And I'm not talking about me on tonight. Amen. Let's establish that. Amen. Amen. Let me say it again. Don't want nobody coming in tripping tonight. Amen. I'm not talking about your pastor. I ain't talking about your bishop. I ain't talking about your supervisor. I'm talking about Jesus. Amen. On tonight. That's my question. Can you follow the head of the church? Yes, sir. Can you follow the leader? Amen. As a child, I grew up playing a game that's called Follow the Leader. And when I looked up Follow the Leader on tonight, I went into Wikipedia just to see what they had. I knew pretty much. I mean, it's been years, amen, since I've been a child and had to play the game. So, amen, I visited Wikipedia to see what they could say. And Wikipedia describes the game like this. First, a leader or head of the line is chosen. Amen. The leader is chosen to be the head of the line. Amen. Then the children all line up behind the leader. Yes, sir. If you want to play the game, you can't get in front of the leader. Amen. You got to get behind the leader. You got to get in line behind the leader. You got a neighbor look at him and say, line up behind the leader. Amen. I used to love being the line leader back when I was in elementary. Lord help me tonight. Amen. I used to love the opportunity to be the first one in line. In most cases, and I've said this before, most cases, I was the last one in line when they went in alphabetical order. For the simple fact, my last name is Zachary. Amen. But every now and then, amen, I said every now and then, amen, yes, sir, I was allowed to be the first one in line, which, amen, I carried that with honor and pride as being the line leader. So we see with the game, top of the leader, yes, sir, the head of the line was chosen, amen, who was going to lead off, amen, and everyone else had to follow, amen. Everyone else, all the other children had to line up behind the leader. And then the leader moves around, and all the children have to mimic or mark, in other words, whatever you saw the leader do, help me tonight, that's what you did. So the children have to mimic or mark the leader's actions. Yes, sir. They had to do what we had to do whatever we saw the leader do. Or we had to say whatever we heard the leader say. Is that right? Amen. And any players who fail to follow or do what the leader does are out of the game. Simply what that means is if they don't follow directions, if they can't look and hear and obey what the leader says, amen, they were disqualified. And I'm sorry to tell some of us tonight, we are disqualified. Now, I know I ain't going to get much off tonight, but I'm out here now. Might as well go ahead and fish while I'm out here. Amen. A lot of us, I'm talking about from the guttermost to the utmost. I'm talking about you tongue talkers and plea walkers. Some of us have been disqualified. Amen. You still wearing your collar, but you're disqualified. You still wearing your purple, amen, and your red, your scarlet. You still wearing your shirts, but you're disqualified. You still wearing your hats and your long helpers. We got so many minor popes, amen, in the Protestant church. Lord, you don't know what they say. We got them kissing rings. We got all kind of stuff going on now. But God, amen, is a warning to us. Amen. A lot of us have been disqualified. And I heard a preacher say, like this, God is the only one that will fire you and allow you to keep on working. Lord, I thank God for where I work at now, but if they fire me, I ain't going back. God will allow you to keep working even though he's fired you. That's King Saul. Amen. Saul was fired, but God allowed him to keep, amen, to remain in position for a time until he was ready to bring David forth. Amen. Y'all ain't gonna say that to me tonight, but I know what I'm talking about. God will fire you. We got preachers that's preaching that's fired. We got, no, I'm happy tonight, evangelists that claiming to be evangelists and fired. We got deacons on the deacon board, but they fired. We got musicians, amen, that's playing the instruments, but fired. We got folk on the choir in the praise team, amen, that's singing the songs of God, but that have been fired. Look at the neighbor and say, I hope and pray I'm not fired. Amen. Amen. So we have to do what the leader does, or we were, amen, put or disqualified from the game. When only one person other than the leader remains, that player becomes the leader. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. And the game begins again with all players joining the line again. Amen. So the game continues to go until there's one person remaining and the last one standing. Amen. That's something like that. I think on the TV, the last man standing. Amen. What's there? The last man, last woman standing. Amen. The last boy, last girl standing. They were considered the winner. And then things would change. Now they can become the leader. Lord, let me get that spiritually. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. In other words, you got to wait, sit back, and be able to pattern and look at somebody and be able to model, amen, and look and see what they did. Yes, sir. Even when we come down to the church now, be able to sit under a leader, amen, if you want to just talk about it that way, just for a moment, be able to sit under a pastor, look at a pastor, amen, and be able to pattern your life, see how they do things, see how she, if you're following a woman, however, amen, see how they operate and maneuver, amen, because one of these days, that person is going to go off the scene, and God will never leave himself without a representative. Lord, help me tonight. Let me say that again. I said, I don't care how great you think you are. One of these days, you're going off the scene, and God will never, amen. That's the problem with a lot of our churches now. It's not built on the leader. It's built on the leader, but it ain't built on the leader. There's a difference between the leader and our leader. See, I'm our leader. Lord, help me tonight. And I'm going off the scene, but the leader will stand forever. Ooh, I wasn't playing on God this hard in the paint tonight, but I'm not saying, amen, I'm a leader, but I'm not the leader. Lord, help me tonight. The leader's going to stand forever, and the leader will always have himself a leader. Your pastor is just the under-shepherd. Jesus is the chief shepherd. He's the chief cornerstone. Amen. We're just the under, you're serving under pastor. We're just the understudy. But he ain't the man. Just a little one. God can wipe him out and put somebody else. He can use whoever he wants to use. Don't you ever get to the point where you say, amen, Elijah thought, Lord, that God had, amen, but he was the only one left. And God spoke to him and said, don't you know, I got 7,000 prophets that ain't bowed to me to Baal, that ain't running from Baal. Jezebel was her name. And here, Elijah called down fire from heaven. Lord, help trust me tonight. But when he got word, when he got the text, when he got the email that Jezebel was coming after him, he was on the run. He thought he was the last one. He's talking to God. He's in prayer, communicating, having coffee and Danish. Amen. Having donuts and Kool-Aid with God. And he complains to God, I'm the only one left. Amen. Sometimes we do a couple of tricks. Amen. We work through some God's wisdom. And the next thing we know, Lord help us here. We done went from being a brother in the church or being a sister. Amen. Hey, Lord, we got a little family testimony. Next thing you know, we done got called to preach. Next thing you know, Lord help us here. We a pastor. Next thing you know, Lord help us, we an apostle. We a bishop. We all kinds of stuff. In a matter of a week, all because God used us one time. And you don't let somebody tell you, oh, you got it. You got it. Amen. If you go off and you got it, you're going to get it. You better know God called you. Amen. Lord, there's no way. After all I saw my father, amen, go through, my parents go through in church. I've been in church my whole life. There's no way I would have voluntarily, amen, accepted, amen, or begin to pastor a church. No way. If I didn't believe God had ordained me to do it. No way. Amen. Amen. Listen to what I said. You better follow the right leader. Tell them, there ain't but one leader. It ain't talking about your pastor. There ain't but one leader. And it's Jesus. Amen. Ain't number one. And if your under leader, your under shepherd gets out of line with the leader, if our leader gets out of line with the leader, amen. If they don't repent and get back in line, amen. Yeah, you need to get your grip. That's why Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Let me get through here. I wasn't planning on being here that long. Amen. Give me about 15 more minutes. Amen. Let's look here in the text. St. Luke, the ninth chapter. Okay? We're in St. Luke, the ninth chapter. Look at verse 23. Okay? By this time, Jesus had, in this chapter, he had them fed the 5,000. He had them asked them who the men say that I am. He had them told the disciples that, amen, he's going to have to die. He's going to have to go off the scene. And here we're going to pick up in verse 23. You go back and read the whole chapter. Read it for yourself. And he said to them all, not only was it the disciples there, but there was others there. Listen to what he said. If any man will come after me, let him deny what? Himself. Or who? Himself. Okay? And take up his what? Cross. How often do we, Jesus, how often should we take up our cross? Daily. And follow me. That's what Jesus said. It's written in red. He said, in other words, you got to kill yourself daily. You got to die to your habits. You got to die to your attitude. You got to die to your pride. You got to die to your arrogance. You got to die to your lust. You got to die to your envy. You got to die to your jealousy. How often? Daily. Lord, I probably couldn't preach like this in the church. They'll throw me out. So I'm here in my home. You can't throw me out of here. Amen. You got to die to yourself, your attitude. Amen. Your pride, your arrogance. You got to die to it daily. Oh, help me on the night. Help me on the night. Amen. And cross. Take up your cross. Amen. When I was looking at this and studying, they was letting it be known that the Roman cross, amen, that Jesus was mad daily, so you died daily. But when you got a Roman cross, you was going to die that day. They didn't give Jesus, amen, plenty of days to die. He died daily. He died that day. Amen. You got to take that cross up. You got to take your stuff up. Amen. Jesus took up his cross and he had to die. He's challenging us to do the same thing. Amen. For symbolically, not saying we're going to hang on a cross. Amen. But spiritually or in the natural, there are things that feel like crosses. There are burdens that we have to bear. There are loads that we have to carry. And Jesus wants to know, can you, Lord, help me here on the night? Amen. Can you take up your cross daily? And follow him. Take up his ways. Okay? When you take up your cross, meaning you get rid of your attitude. You get rid of those things, those habits. Lord, we got nasty habits. I said we got nasty habits. I'm not talking to the world. I'm talking about the church folk. Church, oh well, amen. Lord, help me tonight. Lord, help me through this. Amen. We will speak in tongues and cut you up at the same time. And get on that old folks, say that hammer phone and talk about everybody in the church. Did you see what she was wearing? Did you see what that, what in the world made them do that? You see them children, amen, and you over the mother's board. Jesus said you got to take up your cross daily. Somebody wrote a song and said, must Jesus bow the cross alone and all the world go free? The answer to that is no. There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. There's a cross for you. Amen. Sometimes your family is a cross. Sometimes your spouse will be a cross. Sometimes your children is a cross. Lord, help me teach this on tonight. Amen. But you got to take it up. Deny yourself. Sometimes we want to do stuff. Sometimes our flesh want to react. Sometimes our flesh want to curse. Our flesh want to slap back. Amen. Our flesh want to act up. But you got to bring your flesh under subjection. If you want to follow Jesus, Lord help me tonight. You got to bring it under subjection. You got to lock your tongue up. Lock your hands up from slapping toe. You got to lock your feet up from taking toe. Because you want to be like Jesus. Ooh, somebody wrote a song and said, to be like Jesus. That's all I want. That's all I want is to be more like him. And to be more like him, you got to carry your cross. Ooh, to be more like him, you got to put that little one down. All I feel is here tonight. To be more like him, you got to come out of that relationship that you know ain't going nowhere. You know you ain't going to marry that man. You know you ain't going to marry that woman. Come out! Because you want to be like Jesus. Let me tonight. Stay off them sights. Stay off them sights. Lord, help me. Lord, you, the same sights you read the Bible and the same device you're using to read the Bible is the same device as you're using to go to sights. Come out of it. Come out of the weed. I know they tell you that it's a little weed for my eyes. Amen. All you need is the word of God. Lord, if I was preaching on that, I would go and only go there. God's word have I hid in my heart that I might not see it. Put your boyfriend down. Put your girlfriend down. Amen. Pull your skirt down. And some of y'all that got them all the way down and men still getting under them. Amen. Pull them up. Lord, help me tonight. My daddy preached a message years ago. He talked about Pentecostal prayers. Put your prayers card up. Amen. Let every man have his own wife. And let every woman have her own husband. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. And they twain will become one flesh. Come out of that house. Come out of that shack. We don't hear messages like that no more. Turn from fornication. Turn from adultery. Come out of homosexuality. Come out of lesbianism. Come on out of that. We'll tell them, come out from among them and be separated. Lord, there ought to be a difference in clean and unclean. There ought to be a difference. Stop your lying. Stop your cheating. Stop your backbiting. Take up your cross. Ooh, Lord, let me get through here. I wasn't going to try to do this that long tonight. Lord, help me tonight. For verse 24, Lord, help me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. I don't care how much aerobics and exercise, one of these days you're going to die. One of these days you're going to have to stand before God. And you and I both going to have to give an account for the deeds done in our body. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let the nine stars look at 24. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. You're trying to save it, amen, based on you pleasing your flesh all the time. Trying to save your life. What that mean, brother Pat? You're not concerned with the things of God. You're not concerned with living a holy and righteous life. Your whole, and when you wake up, it's about satisfying yourself. You go throughout the day about satisfying. It's all about satisfying your flesh. When you get home at night, it's about satisfying your flesh. Right. Trying to save yourself. Jesus said, well, amen, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Amen. If you lose it for Christ's sake, then you're going to save it. You don't lose it. In other words, you ain't going to lose nothing. So what are they talking about you? You ain't going to lose nothing if God be for us. I should have wore my t-shirt tonight. But who don't matter? Who can be against us? Amen. Oh, Jesus is talking. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, because your father is the leader gave his life. Oh, hell, he did not. He gave his life that we may have a right to the tree of life. He gave his life, you who knew no sin. Put on your sin. Put on my sin. And he gave his life for us. Will you, I challenge you to live for him. He gave his life. He died for you. The least we can do is live for him. Amen. Folks ought to be talking about you. They ought to be saying, she just thinks she all that. He just thinks he ain't that much Jesus in the world. Yes, it is. I need the Lord every day. That's why I'm dying daily. I need the Lord. Woo! I need it more and more. Amen. So I got to kill myself. Amen. I got to die to my nasty habits. Die to my nasty ways. Amen. We was born in sin. Nastiness is just in us. That's why any man be in Christ. God bless you, Sister Belcher. If any man, any woman, be in Christ, you better come out of that nasty stuff. One of these days, just as sure as you can blink your eyes, you can be gone just like that. And then you got to stand before God. But you thought you had time. You was trying to save your life, and you lost it. Help me tonight, Lord. Help me to say what you're telling me to say. Amen. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, go tell you, you don't need to go to church. Why are you tuning in? Why are you praying? Why are you singing? Why are you praising God? Amen. Tell me, if I didn't do it, I'd be crazy. I'd be cuckoo. I'd be messed up. So to keep my sanity, all I know to do is praise God. All I know to do is read my Bible. I'm trying to follow the leader. And for those that just checked in, I ain't talking about your pastor. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus. Got to follow him. For what is a man advantage? Verse 25. If he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away. Another one, Matthew Mark word there said, lose his soul. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with saving and amen. Ain't nothing wrong with all that. I do it myself. Amen. But I understand everything that I see with my natural eye is going to pass away. I understand these cars we got here gonna pass away. This house we live in gonna pass away. You better build your hopes on things eternal. Amen. You better build your hope. I'm talking to you, church folks. I'm talking to us. Build your hopes on things eternal. Start preparing. You better start preparing to meet God. All of us got an invitation. Lord, that's an appointment none of us going to miss. We all got to stand before God. Lord, help me tonight. Ooh, my time is so long. I'm going to have to do part two and three. We got to stand before God. And you better teach us. We better get ourselves in order before time is up. Before we go out of time into eternity. You know what you're doing is wrong. We know how we act in this role. We know what conversations we have are wrong, but we do it anyway. And some of us, we get shot right in, and we know it ain't godly. Don't you know the eyes of the Lord are in every place, and if his eyes are there, his ears are there too. He's beholding the good and the evil. I know every time you go to a funeral, they talk about mama looking down on us, daddy looking down on us. I don't know all that. I do know God is watching us. I said God is watching us. He sees. He sees. Amen. He knows that. In other words, you ain't got to worry about when folks trying to plot. You ain't got to worry about when folks trying to, amen, scandalize. to follow the leader. Follow the leader. Do what the Lord says. Love folk. Amen. Feed folk. Take care of folk. Amen. The greatest, it is the greatest one. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And the second one like it unto it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. We got to love. But love don't mean, amen, you let folk just get by.
Right.
Those of you parents that love your children, if your children act up because you love them, you're going to correct them. Lord help us, Lord, that's one of the problems that's going on in the church. Now, nobody will get corrected no more. Nobody will be told you slip, Sean. Help me tonight. We ain't going wrong. Lord help me. Let me get through here. But what is a man advantage if he gained the whole world? You done did your little vision board. And as you almost complete everything on your vision board, but you don't even know the Bible study. You won't fast, you won't pray. You got your vision board in order, but you won't read the Bible. You won't read the Word. You won't study the Word. You saving yourself. And by you saving yourself, you saving your life, you're going to lose it. And that's just what it is. Amen. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. Lord, people in your job don't even know you love God. Don't even know you, amen, don't know you who you claim to be. But in the church, you taking up all the time in the church, falling out every Sunday. You just messing up every. Can't nobody else say nothing, because when you get the mic, amen, they already know. Y'all better get it before little brother get it. Y'all better say something before little sister say something. And your folk, your family, you go to the family unit, they don't even know you. Don't even know you saved. They think you still bootlegging and liquor. You probably is. Amen. That's why they don't know. They think you still smoking crack and you probably is. You still chasing men, chasing women. That's what your family is saying, because you're not following the leader. You're not being an example to the world. The old folks on the show say, get in my world. I'm gone. I've crossed the separating line and I've told the world, goodbye. Oh, help me tonight. All right, I'm almost through here. Amen. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my word. I told y'all last week about my experience at the Board of Education about a month or so ago. And they told me at the last moment they wanted me to do an inclusive prayer. And I included Jesus at the end. That's the only way I know how to be inclusive. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I can shout right now because he lives. And because he lives, I can, Lord, okay, all right. Ain't going to go down. I feel it coming on, but ain't going to do it. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me, people on your job don't know you're a believer. People on your job don't know. People in Walmart, amen, you cuss so much, amen, you fight so much, you go in Walmart and you're raising, as the old folks say, you're raising Cain, amen, you raise so much. Cain, Lord, you are a poor example of what a so-called Christian is supposed to be. Lord, help me tonight. I'm kind of hesitant to say I'm a Christian. I'd just rather say I'm a believer. I'm a saint of God. I'm a child of God. Because they in the strip club talking about, amen, they coming down the pole talking about they Christian. They singing with R. Kelly talking about they Christian. Y'all don't like this, but I got to tell you, amen, we got to come out. And every funeral you go to, I don't care how much the preacher tries to preach them in there, amen, as a tree falls, so shall it lie. Everybody ain't resting in peace. You got to follow Christ. I don't care when you gave your life. Amen. But if he got saved, he gave his life to Christ when he was 3 years old. At 3 years old, he didn't even have to give his life. And after, he wasn't even have to gain you accountability. And he done showed more Christ. Amen. And shot so many folk. Ain't done did so much. And they never lived his life for Christ. And you, Lord. Help me tonight.
She broke her neck sliding down the pole. He got shot in the strip club while he was making it rain doing the tootsie roll. And now we say, he rested in peace.
Lord, help me tonight.
Everybody ain't going. None but the righteous shall see God. Gotta live holy.
Gotta live right.
If you want to see Jesus for yourself, get right, church.
And let's go home.
And I don't know about y'all, but I want to go home on the morning train. Old folks will say, because the evening train might be too late. Ain't got time to be playing with my soul. Ain't got time to be, amen, investigating any more of the world. We got to say goodbye, world.
I'm gone.
And be willing, amen, to suffer. Be willing to be rejected for Jesus.
So what, they don't invite you to the family reunion? So what, they don't invite you, amen, to the little birthday party no more?
That's because you're lifting up the bloodstained banner.
I can't take the last time I got invited, amen, to Lord, to pretty much anything. But that's all right. I ain't mad at nobody. This is the stance I take. I'm trying to live for Christ. And live for Christ, I can't go everywhere. I can't do everything. I can't be with everybody. Amen. And there's a time where, amen, God opened up doors to be able to witness and you do certain things. I'm on the evangelist field, but, amen, ain't walking in the strip club talking about Jesus on the main line telling what you want. And seeing a little sister slide down the pole talking about Jesus on the main line telling what. No. You wait the little sister come out of there. You already got an issue. Lord, help me tonight. Let me get through here. Well, I don't know how in the world I got into this overnight, but I'm out here, y'all. Oh, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. Okay? Shame of Christ with our actions. We're ashamed of him with our praise, with our, some of us don't even say our grace when we're in restaurants. My dad used to tell us years ago, we would do that napkin prayer. Drop your napkin. Lord bless his food, I receive that in Jesus' name. All right. I'm not ashamed. I'm putting my hands out. We praying, Lord, they just better wait before they bring the food. And I may just go into a, amen, a high praise. Son of man, be ashamed. When he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's, amen. And of the holy angels. Let me read that again, verse 26. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me, that's it. I don't care where you at, in your school, don't you be ashamed of Jesus. Well, if you are ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. You be ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of you. And who do you think going to be more embarrassed? You or him? Us or Jesus? Who do you think going to be more embarrassed? Us. Because we claim to know the way. We claim to have him. But we won't live. We won't live it. We'll say it. We're a hearer of the word, but we're not doers. Jesus ain't going to be more. He's going to be ashamed. He going to disown you. I can only imagine what it feels like to be disowned from a parent, from someone that you thought, amen, was your parent, your mother, your father. Now, get this, turn the monitor back on. But could you imagine if God, if Jesus, when you're standing before Jesus and you're disowned? Verse 27, but I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. When I was looking at that and trying to see what was saying, there was two different, what the theologians are, two different things they were saying, trying to say, well, that scripture was based on some of the disciples seeing Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. That was another opinion that was saying this was talking about the kingdom of God. When Jesus went off the scene and then the Holy Ghost came, and then the early church in the book of Acts, Acts 1, 2, 3, 4, when it was talking about everybody had like things in common. Amen. They sold their possession and the church was unified. They was on one accord. they were together, which represented the kingdom of God. And there was some, amen, we know that was when Jesus said this, that lived to see that time. Amen. I'm through. Let me give you this. Let me give you this just for just because we can give it to you. 2 Timothy. I'm through. Let me give you this though. 2 Timothy 2, 3 through 5. I'm giving you these four scriptures and I'm through. I got to go. 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 3 through 5. 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 3 through 5. Paul writes to his son in the gospel, his spiritual son, Timothy. And God knows we don't abuse that spiritual. That's my spiritual daddy. That's my, all that craziness. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangling himself with the affairs of this life, meaning you're not getting comfortable. You understand, you're going to leave this world. You're going to leave earth. You understand that. Thank you, Brother Ice Pig. That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. When a man goes off the wall, amen, he's not concerned about what goes on at home. Amen, he's got to be, he has to stay focused on what's happening in the battlefield. Because if he don't remain focused on what's taking place in the battlefield, not only is he liable to get killed, but those that are around him, his fellow soldiers that are counting on him to keep watch are liable to get killed. And some of you now, you're losing your family, you're losing, amen, your loved one, you're losing this, man, and others. Because you're supposed to be a soldier. You're supposed to be the one on the battlefield. You're supposed to be the one, amen, standing in the gap for everybody. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strives lawfully. In other words, you got to do the right thing. 2 Timothy, third chapter. 2 Timothy, third chapter. Verse 1 through whenever I get, whenever I stop. These know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And I know folks been saying, we've been living in the last days long time. We still in them. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. What this is meaning is what I told you about earlier. Trying to save yourself. Pleasing your flesh. I just got to have it. I got to have that new point. No, you ain't. When you get in the hospital, amen, don't let you have no new point. For men shall be loved, this is 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verse 2 now. For men shall be loved of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. God knows we live in that time. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That means men and men and women and women. That's what it means. Before I take it back, I add more to it. Truth breakers. False accusers, incontinent, mean you don't have no self-control. You can't control your sex drive. Everything you see, you got to have. Lord, have the fears, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, the Lord said through Paul, turn away. Paul is warning Timothy, get away from that stuff. All right, my time is up. 2 Timothy 4. Let the book talk. 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 4. And I'm through. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, 1 through 4. I charge thee therefore before God. Here's my charge to all of you that are listening to me tonight, and this is including myself. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead. He's going to judge both those that are quick, meaning alive, and those that are dead. There's a judgment coming. There's a day of reckoning coming. And how dare you, amen, consider to stand before God without Jesus Christ as your lawyer? Yeah, the old folks say he's a lawyer in the courtroom. Not only is he a lawyer, but he's a doctor in the sick room. I talked to Sunday. He sees my doubts. All right. All right. All right. Paul tells Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, but don't write that no more. You rebuke them, Lord. They put you, put everything out and say, oh, that ain't the Lord. That ain't God. You was wrong. You ain't got to say that. You ain't got to call no names. You ain't got to do that. Yes, you do. Paul told Timothy to do it. Preach it. Be instant. May our Lord be quick. In season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and talk with all long suffering and doctrine. In other words, teaching sound doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Some of you now mad. You don't need to be preaching and talking like that. Turn me off. You come back the next time, be preaching it again. Hallelujah! For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Come on, Brother Zachary, get on out of here tonight. But after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. What that means? You want a pastor, you want a teacher that's going to always, amen, compliment you, always tell you about how good you are. They'll never tell you about, amen, your next. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. What does that mean? What does that mean, brother? You're going to be a Cinderella, amen, believer. You are Aladdin believer. You're fables. You don't want the real word. You don't want the sincere word. You want fables. All right, I'm through. Father, we thank you on tonight. We give you glory. It's in you that we live, move, and have our being. We thank you for this opportunity to teach your word. And we already know that it won't return to your void, but it's going to accomplish for that which you sent it for. And we thank you for the opportunity. We just bless your name for those that were tuned in on tonight. I pray that something was said to prick their hearts. Something was said to get their attention. You told Apostle Paul while he was on his way to Damascus to take hold of the believers and lock them up and bring them back. You told Paul, Saul at the time, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And Saul had to admit, who art thou, Lord? And God, by faith, we believe that we've said something on tonight that has pricked the heart of somebody that asked, who art thou, Lord? What must I do to be saved? You sent Saul down into Damascus to one of the disciples, Ananias. And Ananias heard your voice saying that Saul was coming. And Ananias forgot for a second that you was God and wanted to tell you all that he's heard about Saul. And you had to remind Ananias, Saul prays now. I understand that, but Saul prays now. And I got to tell you, I'm going to send him to you for you to lay your hands on him and tell him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. See, as believers, we've been tricked. Ain't nobody told us we got to suffer. We got to go through. Amen. Folks may talk about you, lie on you, join the party. Listen, if you've been blessed on tonight, God bless you, Sister Sabrina. I see you. Amen. One of my Little Park family. Amen. God bless you. Listen, if you've been blessed on tonight, I'm through. I went past time. I got to go somewhere tonight. Thank you, Brother Icepick. I don't know what he said, but I'm thanking. If you've been blessed by tonight, by this message, if the message pricked your heart, maybe it challenged you, this might be what you need to hear on tonight. You thought you was doing okay, but after the night, you figured out you ain't even close to where you need to be. Amen. But we got to die daily. We got to carry our cross. We got to crucify ourselves daily. And we got to live holy. That's from the pulpit to the downstairs to the yard man. We got to. And holiness is not a denomination. Holiness is a way of life. It's not a denomination. I know we got holiness baptized and five F and all this on our sign, but holiness is a way of life. You can be Baptist. I know that the way Baptist was years ago, but you got Baptist folk now that talk about holiness. You know, it's a lifestyle. You got to live it. You can be Presbyterian. I don't care. You just got to live holy. You can be Lutheran. You got to live holy.
You can be Kojic. God knows you. You got to live holy. You can be apostolic. Amen. P-A-W. A-B-C-D-E-F-G. You can be B-E-T. But you got to live holy. You got to live what the Lord said. You got to live according to the scripture.
Okay. All right. I thank God for the opportunity to preach the gospel. Every time I preach, I tend to do it like it's my last time, whether I'm preaching or teaching, because I have the understanding one of these days will be my last time. And when I stand before him, I want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. You preach from your home on a Thursday night. Didn't matter who showed up. Didn't matter who gave an offering. You preach. I just want him to say, well done. And that should be one of the greatest songs I know as a child. In the organization I was raised in, the United Churches of God in Christ. Sister Cynthia Garner, song. I think she wrote it, but sung it years ago when it was coming up. One of the greatest songs I know. And every now and then I sing it, every now and then I play it. Don't you want to hear him say, well done? Don't you want to hear him say? Don't you want to hear him say? I'm talking to you. Don't you want to hear him say, well done? If you would like to give on tonight, when I ask for any special amount, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, I have two ways in which you can give. If you want to cash out, it's on your screen. It's $OZ264. Once again, the cash out, it'll come directly to us. It's $OZ. That stands for Omar Zachary, 264. Or you can call if you would like to use debit or credit card or PayPal or get the mailing information. You can call us now at 678-760-6056. One of our financial officers is standing by waiting to hear from you. Once again, if you would like to give credit or debit or call or mail, PayPal, call this number, 678-760-6056. Amen. Thank you tonight for tuning in, and we pray that you are blessed by the preaching and teaching of the gospel. Remember, follow the leader. And I'm not talking about your pastor. And you follow your pastor as long as they follow Christ. But the ultimate leader, you follow Christ. Father, we thank you on tonight once again. We appreciate you. As we leave this place, but never your presence. Go find a shirt to put on for him. We just glorify your name. Someone asked a question, said, how do we reach the masses, men of every birth? For an answer, Jesus gave the key. He said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And I want you to not just confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart. That's good. That's good. We got to do that. But after you confess and him as your Savior and him as your Lord, that Lord means he's your servant to him. He's your master. So after you confess, you start putting on the whole armor and model, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. God bless you tonight. Matthew 28:19-20 tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Help me, Ice Pit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. Help me, Ice Pit, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Good night.